Boom. Hey, this is Stella Gefti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, here's a quick topic I want to discuss with you, Heaton. And that is the topic of becoming cynical or jaded as a founder.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Right? So in the beginning, one of the most beautiful things about being a founder and entrepreneur, especially when it's your first time, is that you have this, the bliss of ignorance, right? You have this like youthful beginner's mind. Everything is possible. Every little bit, everything you learn is like a mind-blown new fact. And it's an exciting thing to start a company from scratch. You come up with a name, a logo, a landing page, a first version of your product. You start talking to people. It's super exciting. But if you've been doing startups and if you've been a founder and entrepreneur for a minute, for years, and if you've done as many companies as you and I have done, right? And as time goes by, we have more and more entrepreneurs that have been around the block and have done a few things already. You know, it is hard not to become a little jaded or a little cynical. So the more experienced the founders are that I talk to, the more I detect in them, and I've detected this in me as well, I'm not above this, a certain cynicism when new ideas are being discussed, new things are being discussed. People start leaning more towards why can't this be done than on the why could this be done, right? And I wanted to talk to you about this. Like, how do you think about cynicism in startups and entrepreneurship and being jaded? Is this a good thing? Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? How do you think about it in general? What have you observed? Let's just unpack this a little bit for the two of us.
I know you like quotes.
So, yes, I do.
I do too. So it's not necessarily a quote, but it's a line that somehow I picked up, and apparently Steve Jobs said it. And it's just this idea that ideas are fragile. And so I have this with some people around me, not a lot, where like their first impulse with an idea is to think through risk. I call it just thinking through risk.
Right.
They're not trying to shoot it down. They're just like, why would this not work? Their basically way of processing the idea has to do with an immediate impulse of assessing the risk of the idea instead of imagining what it could be. Those are two very different mental ways of thinking. I hear an idea and all I can think of is how do we make this work? How can it work? I imagine what it could be, what it can do for the business. All that is my first impulse. My last impulse is, what's the risk? Which is not always a good thing. and I think balance in this is really good. While I know other people who I will mention an idea to, and immediately the idea is thought is like taken into the systematic process of, how's it going to work? How are we going to do it? Why can't we do it? What about this other thing that we're already doing? And how does this relate to that? And all these things that typically when I have an idea, I didn't even think about. I just had an idea. It's just a damn idea. So ideas are fragile is from Steve Jobs. He said that somewhere, or Johnny Ive, I think said that about him is I think really what it was. And I think Johnny Ive even said, oftentimes Steve Jobs would come to him and say, Hey Johnny, I have this dopey idea. So he's already coming in saying, hey, I don't know. You know, so that concept has been really helpful when I talk to certain people on my team in helping all of us think more systematic in positive ways and more thoughtful about the idea, not trying to beat it up at first and really thinking through, is this a good idea? Is it not a good idea? How do we evaluate whether it's a good idea? And ideas are fragile. It's just an idea. It's like a thought. It doesn't mean anything yet, right? It's just something you need to communicate with someone else, especially when it comes to business ideas. Or, you know, new ideas. And I think this idea that you get jaded over time is probably because you've heard a lot of ideas or you've tried a lot of things and they didn't work. They just didn't work.
Right.
You know, but don't let that stop you from having a brilliant idea. That's my kind of throwdown. And I'll say one other thing before I let you kind of respond and also tell me what you're thinking about here, where this comes from. But one other thing that I really love, again, is Steve Jobs' thing is whenever they launched something or whenever something was done, all he would think about and say, and I think I've said this before, is what's next. Mm. And a good friend of mine that worked at Apple told me that like that was